Elvis Bain Bill.
Well,
that'd be real good.
Well, how about that recording you went to make for your mother? Is that the way it happened?
Yes, that's exactly the way it all started.
What was it going to be of? What record were you going to make for her?
Oh, well, I made the record. In fact, we still have the record at home. Mm-hmm. It's so thin. But the record I made was my Happiness. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the 8-spot numbers.
Was this for a birthday present for your mother?
I did it. See, I work 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, well, I called this recording company up and I asked them, could they make me another record? You know, they make personal dose for weddings and things like that.
I mean, was it for any special
occasion? No, nothing. It just made it for fun.
But was it for your mother, or just for fun?
Well, I made it, you know, to surprise her. She never played it. Yeah. It was me singing in the...
Well, have you done much singing around before then?
No, I never did. Never did sing anywhere much in my life. Mm-hmm. The only time I ever saw a lady was on a little variety show at school, maybe once every 4 years.
Did you have your guitar with you on this record?
Yes, I had a little $12 guitar. Mm-hmm. Sounded like somebody beating on a bucket lid or something.
Yeah.
Did you do anything more with electricity?
No, I don't. I give it up completely. In fact, I was, during the time I was, working for the electric company, I was in doubts whether I would ever make it or not because you have to keep your mind, you know, right on what you're doing, and you can't be in the least bit out of the money or you ought to blow somebody's house up. I didn't think I was the type for it really, but I was going to give it a try. You know, I was going to devote all the time I could to learn.
What kind of truck were you driving?
I was driving a Dodge pickup.
What sort of business was it in?
Well, it was an electric business. You see, what I was doing, I was driving a truck, and then once in a while, they would be short of help on one of the jobs. I would deliver material to the different locations, whether they were wiring houses or building something, you know. And sometimes they would let me help wire or something.
How much did you earn?
Most of the time, about 40 a week.
You were at that how long?
I was there about 6 months. Of course, you know, electricians make much more money than that, but that's when I started out making.
What kind of hobbies have you got outside of riding a motorcycle?
Well,
girls.
Well, I wouldn't call it a hobby, but it's a pastime. I like motorcycle riding, I like water skiing.
You get pretty much water skiing?
I do during the summer. Quite a bit.
Is there a lake thing?
Yes.
You don't fool around with a hi-fi rig at home or anything?
No, you don't
have time for it now. But
how about your motorcycle? Do you do any racing on it? Or
No, I don't do any racing on it. Whenever I'm home, when it's kind of warm. Because a motorcycle's not made for the wintertime at all. But, I get a feel like I'm just riding.
You just go out by yourself, you don't belong to it.
No, I don't belong to a group. I'm not home enough for that. I just take my friends riding. So.
You don't wear a black leather jacket?
Yeah, I do, because that's just that's part of it. You know.
Yeah. What else is part of it? You do a big belt?
I don't know that. I usually wear a black jacket and a black cap. And
you like that song? Black leather jacket?
You like denim trousers?
Who do you think is the greatest country and western singer alive today?
I like Sonny James. Oh, I couldn't mention all of them.
Yeah. Like them all,
huh? In other words, I like anybody that, I admire anybody that's good, you know? Regardless of what kind of singer they are, whether they're religious, rhythm and blues, hillbilly, or anything else. Mm-hmm. If they're great, I mean, I like them from Roy Acuff up to Mario Lanza. I just admire them if they are really great.
Yeah.
They have really built a name for themselves.
Mm-hmm. How about religious
singing yourself. Do you do some of that on your personal appearances?
Not on my personal appearances, I don't, because I have out so many records, and usually, as a rule, our show is timed so that I don't even get to do half of my records.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you think you might do a religious album sometime?
We have talked about it. Mm-hmm. Victory. In other words, I think that I might get a completely different following if I did.
Mm-hmm.
Get some new followers, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music do you listen to outside of the country and western blues?
Pop, listening.
What do you think is your favorite singer?
In any field?
Yeah, one you most admire.
It's a pretty hard question to answer. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Frank Sinatra.
Did you ever listen to any opera or any concert soloists at home? In your
no, I like Marvin Wilson. I like anything he records.
Is that Serenade open yet?
I don't know when it's open again.
What's your favorite of your own songs?
I Was the One.
I Was the One, yes. Is that on the album?
Put it outside of my record.
How do you like the album?
Well, it's I like the way it sounded.
Yeah.
But there's three or four pretty good numbers in it.
Which do you like best?
Out of the album.
Yeah.
It's one called One Sided Love Affair.
Is that one of the fast ones? Or?
Yeah, it's fast.
Yeah. Do you like the fast ones better than the balance usually?
With me singing them, I do.
That's what I mean.
But as far as my own listening pleasure, I'm really listening to somebody else sing a ballad. A real beautiful ballad, something like I'll Be Home, or something like Pat Boone's. But now me singing that, I couldn't do it.
Well, your fans seem to like the fat ones the best, too, I think.
Well, any audience, as a rule, they go for a fast number.
Yeah.
A moving number on stage. In fact, I don't know about other people, but me, I'm getting on stage, and I'll do two or three fast ones, and I have them all hopped up, and I stop and get them real slow, and I lose them. They don't sleep on you.
Yeah. How do you feel about your fans? Kidding.
Oh, I just wish there was some way that you could go around to every one of them and really show that you appreciate, you know, their lack of life.
Mm-hmm.
But that's impossible, really. I mean, lots of times they have a crowd on the door, maybe 300 or 400 of them, crowd around the stage door, and you have to sign a few autographs and close the door, you know, and leave, because maybe the people want to close up the auditorium or something like that. It makes me feel real bad because I can't get to all of them.
Are they kids of all ages, I think?
All ages.
Mostly girls.
Well, yeah,
I heard a woman, a middle-aged woman, say that she wanted somebody to say hello to you for her son who was in the military.
Yeah.
Do you have any real close friends from your childhood? Do you still...
Yes, sir. I have quite a few. A lot of them I haven't seen in years. I have quite a few friends in Tupelo. I was born and raised. And then there's some people in Memphis now that are real close to me.
How do they feel about your success?
Well, they all seem to be backing me up, you know.
Sure. There was one of the stories that said you were a little afraid of what they'd think when you first...
Yeah, so when our first record came out, I was a little eerie of it. I thought people would laugh.
Well, did you study any dramatics in high school, or did you,
No, I didn't.
Did you act in any play?
Except when I was maybe in the 5th or 6th grade, I was in a few Christmas plays or
something. You think a lot of your folks have heard dramatics.
Yeah, I do.
Follow
them. Every day.
Yeah, talk a long time.
Well, my mother, especially my mother, she was always worried about, you know, a wreck or something, me getting sick. So I have to let her know, because she's not in real good health anyway, and if she worries too much, it might not be good for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I make it a habit of calling them every day or something.
Yeah. You just got a new house in Memphis?
Yes, they moved in Tuesday.
What kind of house is it?
It's a ranch type. 7-room house.
Mm-hmm.
3 bedrooms, a den, a playroom. It's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, I imagine. You gave them a lot of new furniture, too?
Yes, we, well, we have to have to fill 7 rooms. You have to have quite a bit of furniture. This is the one off of Gitwell. We just moved off of Gitwell.
What does your father do now?
He takes care of all my business. In other words, he's much more important to me at home than he is on the job.
Yeah.
Because I have so much stuff piled up on me when I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wasn't there to help me, when I got in at home, I wouldn't get a bit of ease.
Mm-hmm.
He takes care of everything. Any business that pops up, any insurance or just oodles of things I can mention, he takes care of me.
What's the Elvis Presley Productions?
Enterprise. Well, that's not anymore. Last year in '55, my manager was Bob Neal, who's a disc jockey in Memphis. And we organized Elvis Presley Enterprises and had an office. But when I signed up with Colonel Tom Parker in Nashville, we didn't figure we needed the office anymore, so he's handed everything out of Nashville.
Saving any money?
Yes, sir.
A lot. I mean, you're in each year, and it's a lot bigger than they were before. You got any special plans? What you going to do? Stock something
like that? I'm going to save every penny that I don't have to have. Because I have to spend a lot because I got lost over here. But I mean, I don't blow any unnecessary, As far as
I read the gents of Colonel Tom Parker giving you a lot of advice and help. What kind?
Everything. In other words, he's the one guy that really gave me a big premise. In other words, I don't know for sure, but I don't think I would have ever been very big if it had been for him. Very smart.
You got a lot of sports jackets and suits, a lot of clothes.
I had quite a few.
You had? What happened?
Well, in the past year, I've outgrown most of the things I've had.
Yeah, really? Still growing?
When I started singing, I'm gaining more weight. When I started singing, I weighed 153 pounds. I weigh 184 now.
Oh, you haven't grown up?
No, I haven't gotten any taller, but I mean, I'm putting on a little more weight. In fact, I was playing football when I was in school, and I didn't weigh enough to cut up against the big boys.
What's your favorite food?
I like pork chops and country ham, mm-hmm. cream potatoes, I like it.
That's the sort of stuff you had when you were a kid, I imagine.
Yeah, I was raised up on it.
What else?
Red-eye gravy.
What's red-eye? That's red-eye peas.
No, red-eye gravy is, it comes from ham, bacon, stuff like that. It's just a grease that you fry it in, actually, but they call it red-eye gravy.
Yeah. What kind of dessert?
I eat a lot of Jell-O, fruit Jell-O. I like for sure.
Do you drink any of it?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
Not at all. Never
you
have.
Don't smoke?
I never have tasted that.
What kind of clothes do you like the best? Sport.
Well, on the streets, out in public, I like real conservative clothes. Something that's not too flashy. But on stage, I like them as flashy as you can get them. Because on stage, your clothes play a very important part in it, the way you dress.
How many pairs of shoes have you got?
I've got about 20.
Any blue suede ones?
No, I have some white suede.
Wow.
And I have some blue suede boots. White suede, pure suede boots.
You wear those on stage?
I never wear them, I just got them in the next trophy.
Tiring.
No.
What other jewels have you got? You got a couple of diamond rings, I see.
Well, it's about all I've got.
What does it cost you, Elvis?
Well, let's see. I don't remember really. I had the horseshoe ring for about 4 or 5 months. I got this one last week, the initial ring.
Any special presents you got for your parents, aside from the house and furniture and cars and
Well,
things they've always wanted and couldn't afford before.
Well, yes, we've gotten quite a bit of stuff. A lot of it is, I mean, nothing real big.
I mean, little personal things that you might have got for your mother
or
father.
I've gotten them. Anything that I think of that I think they might want.
Yeah. I mean, can you think of anything extra personal that you just knew your mother always wanted?
Or... I've gotten Daddy some suits that he never had before, and Mother goes to town now, and she buys anything, you know, she wants, which makes me feel real good now.
Did you have a happy time when you were a kid?
All my life, I've always had a nice time, We never had any money or nothing, but I always managed we never had any luxuries, but we always, whenever we're hungry, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, that's something to be thankful for, even if you don't have all the luxuries, because there's so many people who don't.
Any other special things you bought yourself that you...
Well, I bought motion picture equipment, the lighting, the camera, the projector.
What do you use it for?
I play with it when I'm home.
Family stuff, or you don't take it on the road?
I don't take it on the road. I use it. I have cartoons and everything, and I show it on.
What kind of audience do you like the best?
What do you mean?
Well, you take auditorium full or television. Does it make any difference to you as far as your singing goes? How do you feel?
Well, audiences are good. Sometimes you'll play to an audience that's jam-packed, 5,000 or 6,000 people, and they're not as responsive as a real smaller audience.
I mean, you find it makes a big difference in your feeling whether you've got an audience or not? It does.
If you go into one that's working on the stage, I'm the show with
them. Well, how about it? Can you go into a recording studio solo and start singing? Or do you have to?
I have to warm up. I have to get the feeling while I'm doing it.
Now, how do you feel when you feel your back?
I can't be still. I can tell it.
Are you out of yourself at all? Or are you, I did a story about Mahalia Jackson. When she's singing in church, she really loses herself. And she closes her eyes and she doesn't, she forgets where she is. When she's singing on television, something like that, it's a different kind of thing. Is there any difference like that in your singing that you feel?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm in a place where I feel that I'm going to have to do my best. I'm not as much at ease as I am in a place where
critics in a little place.
Yeah.
A gang of people you know are friendly, you do best. Huh?
That's true.
Are there any special spots like that you can think of?
No, there's quite a few of them, but I couldn't mention
them. Think you get married one of these days? And you can get around to something like that.
Well, I'm going to approach you with the question of, when you do get married, what kind of a girl do you want?
Well, what kind?
That's a question I've never been able to answer. She's maybe a blonde, a brunette, or a redhead, or
probably
technicolor.
Probably several would be the best thing.
I mean, I haven't got a dream girl in my mind right now,
Well, how about your general character, personality?
I would like to, I don't want anybody... it's more or less a snob or put on, whatever. I wish somebody just themselves.
I think probably a southern girl.
That
wouldn't make any difference.
That wouldn't matter, because the girls, most of them are the same everywhere. I mean, there's different varieties in every part of the country.
Didn't have any long-term girlfriends when you were younger in high school?
Well, I had a lot of puppy loves, but the longest I've been with one girl was about a year and a half.
You still see her?
I see her once in a while. In fact, I only broke up with her when I started singing. I was away from her so much.
How does she feel about it?
Well, it's all over now. It was over a year ago.
Is she miserable about it, or is she adjusted?
Well, I don't know. I get a few letters from her once in a while.
Is she crying her heart out of me, or is she down there?
She may be giving me a slow job, but she looks like she is. She looks like it's all over for her.
Well, that's all over as far as you're concerned, huh?
Yes. But what
are your favorite actresses in movies or television?
My
favorite actress would be the girl that played opposite Brandon and over the waterfront.
Saint.
Marie Saint. Yeah, Claire, is that right? Yes, Saint Claire. I can't think of her name. You better play opposite Frank Sinatra and Leon Golden Arm. Ken Novak.
Do you think you might have studied acting in some place like the school that Brando went to?
I'd like to. I sure would like to.
Why don't you? Too busy, young.
I'm too busy right now, but it could come to the point where where the people wanted me to.
What studio are you testing for?
Paramount.
How many hours sleep do you get at night?
Three or four?
Yes. Can you get by on that?
Well, I haven't been. Thanks for getting to catch up with me right now.
Is this just since you've been traveling around on the road, or is that a general thing?
Before I started when I was in high school, I never did get too much sleep. I mean, I was rolling around, but I got more than I do now. In other words, we were on the road the biggest part of the time when we're not performing somewhere. We were in a room to somewhere else.
Doesn't it kind of get you down after a while?
Well, it does, but I haven't been into that long enough yet. It's where it really show up on
me. You don't get much exercise these days, do you?
Not too much.
Pretty body.
The only exercise I get is on the stage.
Yeah.
Probably if I didn't get that, I would get a little row around the tummy, you know.
Yeah.
As much as I eat.
You still get to church, Tom?
I haven't since I've been singing. Because usually, Saturday night is usually our biggest night, regardless of where we are.
And Sunday, you like to sleep.
And on Sunday we always, almost every Sunday we have a matinee at 2 o'clock in the evening somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we're on the road, or in the air.
You do about 6 shows a week?
We do 7 shows a week. And we do more than that. Because in the room we do 2 or 3 a day, 2 or 3 shows a day, and we have as many as 4, starting at 2 o'clock and up through 10, right?
See, Scotty and Bill have been with you since you started with us.
That's right.
You didn't know them before that.
I never did.
What do you think of teenage kids and your kids of your own age these days? They're too wild?
No, they're kids. Having fun, so.
What do they need?
Just having a ball.
What do they need, if anything, from their parents or from other people? And you hear so much about how,
human delinquency?
How wild the kids are with your fans and, kids like that. I don't feel that way. I'm just asking you what you think they need or what you think to.
Well, I tell you, I've never given it too much thought because.
You're too busy having a good time.
Yes, well, after all, they're the people, mostly, that buy your records, and they're the ones that goes and ask their daddy for money to buy records, and
no, I don't mean that so much. I mean, what do you think about kids your own age, generally? Aside from your audience, what do you think about them? I mean, do you think they're going to be all right, or do you think they're...
Kind of a hard question to answer. I
haven't given that much thought.
No, I haven't. All I know is that wherever I go, I'll meet them with 100 that are just as nice as they can be.
Yeah. Well, your parents don't have any great worries about what's going to happen to you, do they, on the road?
The only thing they worry about is wrecks and stuff like that. I mean, as far as getting any kind of trouble, I don't think they would worry about it. The kind of trouble everybody in was, stealing eggs when I was real little or something like that.
Well, you could get into worse trouble than that.
I could if I didn't have anybody sent for me.
Well, do you?
I think I do. I think I know right from wrong, In other words, you have to be careful out in the world, Because it's so easy to get in trouble. You can get trapped into something maybe you didn't have anything to do with. It's so easy.
Well, I heard somebody say that you weren't taking very good care of yourself and you were carousing around and you didn't know where you were going and that kind of thing. How do you feel about that?
It's about the truth. It really is. I mean, I can't deny it because half the time I don't know from one week to the next where I'm going. Because I have so much on my mind, you know, and I'm trying to keep up with everything and trying to keep a level head.
Yeah.
And there's so much popping up all the time. So much to do.
The long range, do you feel you've got your eye on the, you know, some objective in the future that you're headed for, or don't you think about that?
Yeah, I do. I think about that. I want to learn how to act.
You have some sort of contract in Shreveport that you are holding you down there?
I have a contract with Louisiana Hayride. That's kind of keeping me from getting some deals that I can get otherwise.
How's your time now? Am I holding you too long?
Well, I have about 10 more minutes.
Okay. What's the happiest thing to you about being so successful?
The happiest thing?
The money, obviously, but what do you feel about it?
Well, I would say the money anyway. I mean, that, of course, like you said, is the biggest part, but actually, the thing I like about it better is just to know that the people like that you got so many friends. You got so many people that are happy if you want, if you need help. In other words,
The difference between, you don't mean admirers, you mean you've got a lot of real close friends.
Well, a lot of real close friends that I've made since I've been in the business.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of them? Do you want to name them or anything?
Well, I'd rather not, because I'm going to leave somebody out, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's your biggest kick? I mean, what's been your really highest point of excitement since the one peak?
Probably the biggest thrill, if that's what you're talking about. Was when I went to Victor, because I was glad to get around the little company I was with. Second is when I had a screen test for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are a couple of kind of business things I'm thinking of. You know, one night that really made you feel.
One night, one particular night was when in Richmond, Virginia, and in Norfolk, Virginia, too. Whoever was booking me, I think it was the Lions Club or something. They came on the stage in the middle of my act and they presented me with this role and all these hundreds of names on it that were in the middle of this role that I had drawn the biggest crowd that had ever been to Richmond before. And I took it to the auditorium in Moss Theater.
Have you been back home to Toledo, is it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. They don't have any theater there where you can perform or auditorium?
They have one, but I don't work it very often because I don't think it's very good to work your hometown very much.
Do you hear anything about what they think of you back home? The papers have
been... Well, the papers are always right, so every time I get a speed ticket, they build that real big. Like last week, I got one ticket for speeding. They had the headlines, big black press, and they often call him Speedo, but his real name is Elvis P. And they went on to read about this guy wrote the article in the cat language. So he don't want no chain gang,
You don't talk like that much, do you? You at all?
Right.
You got any expressions that you use a lot?
No.
Just talk English.
Not many people understand English. If you start putting on the cat talk, then I start thinking you're a square side.
I never heard any musicians talk about it. You used to go to a lot of movies when you were a kid.
I still do.
Yeah. How many?
Well, every time we're in a place where I've got any time, I used to go to a movie.
What ones have you liked the best recently?
Recently, I liked Helen of Troy. I liked it. like the man we go with on picnic. I like picnic.
See, I got no more questions. You got anything you want to say?
No, I just about it.
How do you feel?
Well,
I'm a little worse out there.
I am.
I shouldn't do this to you.
No, I'm not going to help me. But I got to do something for you.